stop struggling, human. There's no reason to panic. Not because this isn't frightening, but because it won't help you. Your mind knows. It's that simple. You can breathe. Yes, I know it must be alarming, feeling your lungs fill with seawater, but you won't drown. You are under my protection, and I would never let anything harm you. After all, you're my husband now. Yes, that's the reason you can breathe in the water. I suppose you could reject me, and I could let you drown. No. I thought not. I've been watching you on your adorable little ship for a while now, and I finally decided I just have to have you. You're perfect. So strong, yet also so cute. You're just adorable. I'm glad you've decided to be a good boy and cooperate. Since we're finally here together beneath the waves, I see no reason to delay things. Let's consummate our union. You won't be needing those clothes. They'll only make it harder to swim. Oh, don't be frightened of my tentacles, dear. They will hurt you a bit unless I want them to. Think of the suckers like your fingernails. Should I be frightened of you grabbing me with your hands? Though, you are so much smaller. Speaking of, you have permission to touch me. I want you to familiarize yourself with my body. Soft and rounded in all the right places. It's everything a man could ask for. And more. Just wait until you touch my pussy. Oh, how cute. You're already getting hard. Such a nice size, too. I chose a good man to be my husband. Adorable, obedient, and adaptable. It doesn't even matter to you that you're sinking to the darkness in the arms of a stranger. You're still going to get horny from the simple act of touching boobs. It's precious how simple of a creature you are. Men are adorable, and you, most of all. I'm going to touch you now, and you are not going to hold back any moans. Sound travels farther underwater, and I want everyone to hear exactly how I make you feel. I don't think I'll ever grow tired of feeling your penis grow completely erect in my hand. That is an incredible sensation. Good boy. Get as hard as you possibly can. Relax and enjoy having my soft hands on your cock. Humping you slowly, making you moan as my tentacles wrap around your body. You won't need to move a muscle. Just surrender all control and sink deeper with me. Now that you're all wrapped up in my tentacles, I'm going to put your cock inside me. Hold back your orgasm, but not your moans, sweetheart. Oh, such a nice size. Not too small, not too large. Perfect, like the rest of you. Now, I'm going to cover your eyes with a tentacle. I want this to be as intense as possible. You really are enjoying this, aren't you? I control you now, you realize that? I have your body ensnared in my tentacles and my womanhood. I choose when you see, when you speak. I even choose if you get to keep breathing. But you like this. That's why I chose you for a husband. More than anything else about you, what I love is how compliant you are. Oh, even now, as I slowly grind into you, I can tell how much you want to move your hips into me to feel more of my perfect pussy. But it isn't just fear restraining you. It's like an instinct. You know I did not give you permission to thrust. Good boy. Of course, it goes without saying to only come when I tell you. But that's because I want your orgasm to be as big and as intense as possible. That's why I'm going to show you that my tentacles aren't just for grabbing things. They're also perfect for fitting into tight spaces. Or tight little asses. Don't tense up now. Be a good boy. Relax and let me feel you the way that you're feeling me. I promise it will feel better than anything you've ever experienced. Yes, good boy. Oh, my tentacle is almost inside of you. Just a bit more. Deep breath. Good boy. Now I can really start grinding on your cock. The sounds that you're making are even cuter now. This is the first time having anything up your cute butt. I suppose it's certainly the first time you've had a tentacle up there. It's more flexible than any finger and more dexterous than any dildo. I can find your prostate so easily and rub it to my heart's content and just milk you just right. That's it. Don't fight it. I know what's best for you. I know better than you what you need. Of course, I would know you like being pegged. That you need to be pegged. You've already submitted so much. Just give up that last bit of control you're holding on to. Oh, such a good boy. Now you can enjoy my tentacle thrusting in and out of you while your cock thrusts in and out of me. This is the sort of thing you can only enjoy with me. Mm. Mm. I'd kiss you more, but I'm so addicted to hearing you moan. Are you close? That's alright. This is your first time experiencing this. Of course it's too intense. Alright. You can go ahead and come. Yeah, go on. Go on. Oh, yes. Oh, what a good boy. You're coming so much inside of me. Oh, it's amazing how much of your ass is squeezing my tentacle, too. I'll rub your prostate extra to reward you. Give me every bit of your sperm like a good boy. Yes, you really are a good boy. You did such an amazing job, sweetie. Do you want to rest now? That's alright. Bury your face in my breasts and sleep with your cock inside of me. I want to feel you go soft in me. Just listen to my heartbeat while we drift off in the current. Deep, deep down into the brine.